Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us. It is Tuesday, the 9th day of June, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. And we've got Sam LeBrier joining us from Canada. He's made national news there before with 9/11 Truth, going before parliaments and different governments, exposing the fact that 9/11 was an inside job and that 7/7 was an inside job. And he alerted us to a World Government New World Order conference taking place in Canada. And he's written a detailed report for us that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. So that is coming up in T-minus 1 hour. Then I have Betty Henderson on, who has a intriguing, extremely informative website, really an archive. It's SSRIstories.com, and she hails from Texas, fellow Texan. There are over 3,000 mainstream news stories, documents, court documents, medical records, up on the website, 3,000 plus cases, more than 3,000 articles, of what SSRIs, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, better known as the Prozac class of fluorine drugs, which are classified as psychotropic hallucinogens, the Brave New World, SOMA. SOMA from Brave New World. So that's coming up. And then he, of course, worked for the National Security Agency and other government agencies. He's broken scores of national news stories and written for some of the biggest newspapers and magazines in the country. Wayne Madsen will be joining us coming up in the final hour today. We will also have open phones later in the show with all of the guests that we have lined up. Also, I continue to forget to plug here on air properly in the last month, and it's coming up now in just 2 days, the 2009 second annual Money Bomb. Now, the first one was listeners' idea, and it became very successful and helped us move into a bigger, better studio and hire more people. We need to do the same thing to go to the next level after that. And I'm going to play some audio from the video that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com when we get back. I would play it in the second, third, and fourth hour today, so PrisonPlanet.tv folks watching could also see the video, but the audio is just as effective for the full radio audience. So I'm going to do that in the first hour today because we have guests in the second, third, and fourth hour today. Some of the other extremely important news that I have will be covered in the next hour. Some of the biggest German companies and banks are going bankrupt today. These are companies that survived the Great Depression, just like General Motors did, without declaring bankruptcy. These are some of the oldest corporations in the Western world. This is all by design. We'll break that down as well today. You are witnessing the destruction of the economic system on a planetary scale, so that on the ashes, on the rubble, on the wreckage, the New World Order, parasitic technocracy can be built. We are going from the free society into the extermination nihilistic hell. Stay with us.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Second segment, we are live well into this Tuesday, June 9th, 2009, worldwide transmission against tyranny. Coming up, Arkendorf files for insolvency on state aid rejection. Arkendorf AG, owner of the century-old department store chain, filed for insolvency after attempts to win government help founder jeopardizing 43,000 German jobs. And I have other reports about big German banks going under, you name it, as other companies circle the wagon. The company said this afternoon that it filed to open insolvency proceedings with the direct court in its hometown of Essen, citing threatening illiquidity. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the collapse was unavoidable after investors and banks offered too little to save the company. And I have similar news pouring in. Now, remember the AP article I read yesterday about how the $14.8 trillion in the United States alone given of taxpayer money to foreign banks that we not only have given them the money, but that we have to pay interest to them on money we gave them. That's how the New World Order works. This is a full gutting, a full butchering of our society, irrevocably, unless we remove these criminals that have done this illegitimately. But they're setting up an irrevocable sharecropper bankruptcy. There isn't physically enough money in the world to pay back all the debt. And any new money created to pay off the debt, they just hoard. And the AP admitted that they are hoarding all of the money and using it to buy up other banks and insurance companies and credit unions that are solvent that would loan. And I told you, and all of our expert guests told you, 7 months ago when they passed the banker takeover bill, that that money was going to be used to buy up local banks that could keep the economy going. Solvent banks. And if the banks don't want to sell, federal regulators come in and say, you are forced to sell. This is on record. Just like GM said, no, we're not going to take our healthy Hummer division, and we're not going to make any money, and we're not going to take our Opel division that's making money in Europe and give it to the big banks, predominantly Russian. And no, we're not going to give Saturn to the Brazilians and the Mexicans. And Obama said, you're fired. Yes, you are. And on top of hacking up GM, and no one is even writing about this. There is just earth-shattering level events going on to our economy every day, and no one points out how insane it is. I mean, it's in the AP and Bloomberg and the financial pages about, oh, the federal government's giving billions of dollars to this new private equity firm. You track back the names. They're all Bilderberg. They're all royalty. They're all New World Order. They're paying Brazil billions. They're paying Russia billions. They're paying China billions. They're paying Europe billions. Private banking firms to take the already built new factories. GM already built most of its new factories in Mexico and Brazil and Europe and Russia and China in the last 10 years. This whole implosion of the economy is just a smokescreen for the transfer that was already underway. Where are Walmart's factories? China. Where's Target's factories? China. They brag about it. It was meant to displace Main Street and kill the little towns. It was meant to make everybody dependent on the prisons and Walmart in little towns. Or on the power plant in little towns. We're all sharecroppers to the New World Order. And now there's families and farms holding on everywhere as we go into the Depression. And the feds are coming in with the animal ID, premises ID, to shut everything down. Openly shutting the family farms and ranching and gardening, bills to ban gardening without licenses, SWAT teams raiding Amish selling milk and cheese, SWAT teams raiding people selling watermelons and eggs. Don't believe me? Just search engine it. It's every day. We are going into technocratic bondage. You think prisoners, you think black slaves 150, 200 years ago were allowed to grow their own crops? Have their own food, have their own weapons, have their own land? No! Because having weapons and having your own land and being self-sufficient means you are sovereign. We are going into scientific domestication right now. And the AP reported the facts yesterday. Here's the AP from yesterday. All businesses, bond market, route lifts mortgage costs. This is important. I'm going to cover this again, then the latest news. Because I saw the YouTube video of this posted when I was simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv yesterday, and people didn't understand what I was saying. Let me make it very clear for you now. Because I do have a tendency to go into too many details and then not simplify, make my statement, and then prove it. I just go ahead and prove it. And it goes over people's heads. This is very simple. Headline, AP. All businesses bond market route lifts mortgage cost. The Federal Reserve announced a $1.2 trillion plan 3 months ago designed to push down mortgage rates and breathe life into the housing market. That is a complete lie. We're going to go over the evidence of that. But this and other big government spending programs are turning out to have the opposite effect. Rates and mortgages and U.S. Treasury debt are now marching higher. as nervous bond investors fret about a resurgence of inflation. And then it goes into how they can cut interest rates, the prime rate to zero. That's only for big banks. For citizens, it goes up. What happens when greedy criminal banks get $14.8 trillion of our tax money? They don't turn around and loan it at low interest to the American people, or the people of Canada, or the people of Mexico, or the people of Europe, or England, or Australia. They hoard the money. That's money so they cannot loan. They've done this in hundreds of other countries. We knew what they would do. I told you exactly what they do. They do the same thing. It's like the parable of the frog and the scorpion, and there's a river, a creek. It's a creek in the old, I think it's an African parable. It's a creek, a little fjord, a little stream, and there's a frog sitting there, and a scorpion comes over, and he says, "Oh, Mr. Frog, you're so nice," knowing the frog has a nice demeanor, good-natured. He says, "Will you carry me across? I can't swim." And the frog says, "Mr. Scorpion, you are a scorpion. You will sting me. You will kill me." And he said, "No, no, I want to be your friend. I just want to go across. Will you take me across?" And the frog, being trusting, says, "Yes, I will take you across if you promise." And he says, "I promise." So the scorpion climbs on his back and the frog swims across. And when he gets to the other side, the scorpion jumps off, says, "Thank you," stings him. And as the frog lays there dying in excruciating pain, he says, "Why did you sting me? Why did you lie? Why did," he said, "I'm a scorpion. I'm an international crime syndicate banker. We openly run giant child kidnapping rings. We finance the fascist and the communist. We funded Hitler. We funded eugenics. We're going to enslave you. We're predators. We think it's fun to do it. And you are gullible slaves like the frog, and you sit there and you take it." "Well, I am neither frog nor scorpion. I am neither wolf nor sheep. I'm a sheepdog, as the founding fathers described it. And I hate wolves. And the sheep won't listen to me. They like to, when the wolf comes over and goes, psst, hey, come over here in the woods with me. I want to show you something really neat. I'm your friend. Don't listen to that stupid sheepdog. He's trying to keep you from having a great time. And he's trying to be uppity and show off to you, trying to boss you around all day and tell you not to trust me. Come on in the woods. You'll show him." And the sheep, being sheep, they like to march off in the woods. And even as the sheep on the hill with the sheepdog watch the wolves tear, you ever seen a wolf tear a sheep up? They got videos of it. Go to YouTube. In fact, later when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, let's show wolves killing sheep. Let's show that to everybody. I used the analogy yesterday of lions on the African savannah. Yes, I know lions aren't on the savannah. They're in India and Asia. Used to be in the Middle East and in North Africa, but got hunted out. But regardless, yes, lions, I know, the pride animal, the pack cat. But I use the analogy of lions on the African savannah eating gazelles. That's what they do. So it's very simple. They always stage these economic implosions that they design. They destroy confidence, coming out and announcing we're going to have a depression. Henry Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, and everybody else, the Fed Chairman Bernanke. They have all their talking heads say we're doomed. That destroys confidence, drives down the stock market. They panic everybody into going, okay, we'll give you unlimited power, total secrecy, no one can investigate how much money you get. That was in the bill. It wasn't a bailout, it was a takeover. A bloodless coup d'etat, dictatorial powers given to Emperor Palpatine. And then now we're here 7 months later, and the average interest rate that somebody's paying on a house has gone from about 5% to about 8%. And the average you were paying on a car has gone from 1% to about 9%. And credit cards have gone from, on average, about 15% to about 25 to 30%. And the bankers are laughing, buying everything up for pennies on the dollar, and they want to depress things more so they can shake you out of your houses, your farms, your businesses. And they are. And then they're going to turn paramilitary police loose on you. They're going to hurt us real bad until we grow a backbone and get up on our hind legs. words.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Central bank families do that dominate Europe and now the planet, all they work towards is coming in, buying off politicians, getting nations in debt, getting a private central bank in control. They got in control in 1913, but only of the federal government and the issuance of currency. And in the 150 years of history this nation had, there had been such incredible wealth generated and such free market and so much private land and industry developed that it has taken them now 90 plus years to turn us into domesticated slaves. And now they're putting the final pieces in to feudalism, to serfdom. And if you go study feudalism and serfdom, the serfs that lived under feudalism, it's exactly the system they're setting up where there's environmental minders that'll micromanage every facet of your life. You won't be allowed to travel. You'll be controlled. You'll be searched everywhere. This was all done in Anglo-Saxon England. This was done in Norman Europe. This was done in feudal Japan, feudal China. This is a system. The Aztecs did the same thing. It's the same thing, the Mayan cultures. Elites always develop the same caste systems, the same control systems, and we know what tyranny is. We know what bondage is. We know what stagnation is, and it's happening. It's not enough for them to bankrupt the economy, though, by design, which they brag they've done in IMF and World Bank documents we've been covering since 2002 when I wrote the book, Descent into Tyranny. This is on record. They've done it in third world countries again over and over again, and first world nations as well. Look at Iceland. Look at Argentina, was a first world nation. Look at Iraq. Look at Serbia. They'll use military if they have to. As a last resort, if they can't come in and buy you off and put a central bank in. It's not enough for them to just bankrupt you. They want to further bankrupt you and then, through the panic, have the entire GDP, more than the GDP in 7 months of money, pumped into them to buy up what's left of the infrastructure and banks and insurance companies. And to buy off the Cattlemen's Association, which is now helping to shut down the small ranches. They work for the meat packers now. It's the same for every industry. The farmer associations, the big ones, openly paid by these groups. That's why we're in deep trouble. They've bought off all the major leadership. And I know a lot of you are finally listening because things are getting worse and worse, and you're seeing everything we talked about a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 13 years ago, happening now. Because everything that we've seen up to this point was preparation. Everything up to this point was kind of like an Aggie bonfire, spending weeks and weeks building the monstrosity. Now they've set it on fire. And I've been sitting here the last 13 years going, they're building a bonfire to burn our liberties. They're building a bonfire. And you're like, oh, that's a bunch of wood they're piling up. I don't know why they're piling it up, but don't say it's a bonfire. You've been in denial, and now they've lit the thing on fire. There's no more denial what it is. It's burning our liberties to the ground. It's an attempt to irrevocably make us domesticated and controlled. And then what comes after that is even worse. And I know it's horrifying, I know it's hard to believe, but it's in black and white, it's in the mainstream news now every day, but with their spin on it. World government with one-child policies in the U.S. They're going to pass laws that if you have more than one child, you're going to pay a tax. And CPS is going to harass you. They're already harassing homeschoolers. And they've got all these TV shows that they make the kids watch in school to tattle on their parents, that Second Amendment's bad, that carbon footprints are bad, that breathing is bad. Remember 4 months ago, the New York Times and LA Times, I tried to search that article this morning and couldn't find it again. I couldn't remember the exact headline. Somebody find it and post it or send it to robd@infowars.com. I know in the article it said, we're going to get rid of the terms we've been using like global warming because that's clearly a fraud. White House minutes got released with this think tank, PR firm. And they said, we've got to say we're losing our atmosphere. We've got to say the earth is in violent climate change. We've got to stabilize the climate. It was all the new terms they're supposed to use. And suddenly, you see all these documentaries and films and TV shows, it's we're losing our atmosphere into space. Total, complete, absolute lie. First it was we've got too much carbon dioxide when it's been 14 times higher in our history and is good, causes the plants to create more oxygen. But in a way, that's kind of true because the Earth is in a low carbon dioxide, low oxygen level right now, according to the ice core samples. But that's not because of man. So why are they now shifting gears into these new terms? They've been caught in their old lies. Kind of like in the 70s, they said it was going to be a new ice age. Then it got hot and they said it was a new warming period. Now it's getting cold again. They're saying ice age again, climate change. Now the truth is that Earth gets hot and gets hot and gets cold. And the main driver is the sun that just cooled off 2 years ago. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned about the current strain of influenza spreading across the U.S.? At the rate this new virus is spreading, it's not a matter of if, but when it will affect each and every American. This virus is comprised of extracted DNA from the Spanish flu and has combined itself with the bird and swine flu, making it very contagious and deadly. The Center for Disease Control has made it clear that there are no vaccinations available to treat this new threat. What can you do to help protect your family? You need to visit WholeCure.com. WholeCure.com has flu survival packages starting at $24.95. These flu survival packages include everything necessary to help fight the flu and last up to 2 years of continuous use. The supplement functions as an immune system booster and is meant to rapidly improve your health to the point of overcoming the flu. Call 1-866-644-1933. That's 1-866-644-1933. Or visit WholeCure.com. That's WHOLECure.com. WholeCure.com today.
Joining us. All right, coming up, Obama rejects stimulus plans. And then he brings out the old plan he had repackaged. Headline, Obama repackages stimulus plan with old promises, Associated Press. And see, that's what he'll do. It's false hope. He just keeps people strung along. That's what a Ponzi scheme scammer does. They keep you strung along, and you don't want to believe you're getting hurt. You don't want to believe you're being scammed. Same thing George Bush did. Same thing Obama does, because they work for the same interest. And until we grow up and figure that out, it's only going to get worse. Meanwhile, Gingrich at Republican Fundraiser says Obama has already failed. So Gingrich is now preparing for a comeback with the Republican Party and to run for president, acting like he hasn't been part of betraying conservatism, part of derailing the revolution in 94. CFR, New World Order, Bilderberg Group, not a conservative, another phony. We'll get into that. Europe swings right as depression deepens. London Telegraph headline, Europe swings right as depression deepens. See, we're on the opposite track here in the United States. Whenever there's a Republican in office over here, there's a liberal in office over there, in Europe and England, on average. Whenever there is a liberal over here, there's a conservative government over there. They're just on a different staged relay and exchange of power by the two different wings of the New World Order, the phony-controlled left, the phony-controlled right. And so they're getting ready in Europe and England to throw out Labor, throw out the left, and then put in the phony right wing. And the borders will stay wide open, and the gun bans will stay in place, and the high taxes will stay in place, and the cameras will keep going up, and the checkpoints will continue to intensify. They'll just be different rhetoric. Just like over here, George Bush goes out of office, they put Barack Obama in. Over there, they're getting ready to throw out Labor, and they're going to put the Tories in England. Same thing in Europe. The established left has been crushed across most of Europe, just as it was in the early 1930s. See, the idea here is, oh, Hitler's coming to power. We have seen the ultimate crisis of capitalism. What Marxist historian Eric Hobsbawm calls the dramatic equivalent of the collapse of the Soviet Union. Yet socialists have completely failed to reap any gain from the seeming vindication of their views. What disinformation from the London Telegraph? This is not capitalism failing. See, all the terms are false. This is private offshore banks blowing out economies to consolidate power, and then they'll remove one group of their puppets. The puppet politicians will get the blame instead of their controllers, and then they'll put in a new group of puppets, and in 4 or 5 years, people will figure out they're bad and put the liberals back in. And so it goes on and on and on. The simple scam working on the simple minds. And all these headlines in Time and Newsweek, we're all socialists now. Capitalism failed. No, the free market was hijacked, and crony capitalism, fascism, what Mussolini called corporatism, has taken over. Offshore banks rule our governments. Congress is on record. It isn't liberal, it isn't conservative, it isn't fascist, it isn't communist. It's command and control. Until 150 years ago, it was liberty versus tyranny. It was command and control versus freedom and free market. But then they created left-right to confuse people, and then made the debate about that. It's a total distraction. And I know I harp on this and harp on this and harp on this. And I know you as an audience, great, intelligent people, understand it. But the general public is starting to get it, but not completely. It is not socialism to have Europe give $10 trillion and growing to offshore private banks and to tax their people to pay the bankers. That is robbery. That is bondage to a private imperial money power. This is Europe being colonized by the international bankers, being looted and squeezed and socially engineered into tyranny. And the public sees that, so they're trying to throw out the social engineer, quote, liberals, who they know are raping them, hoping conservatives who are speaking out against the bankers right now will stop the looting. But see, now it's time for the fake conservatives to come in because the looting is already irrevocable. So now they can act like they were against it, but you watch, they'll do nothing now that they're going into power. It's always the same. Until we look past the puppets to the elites. The bankers engineer financial crises, panic the public, get tens of trillions of dollars for themselves in, quote, money to restart the economy, and then they hold all the money, hoarding it on record to further bankrupt things so they can come in at the absolute rock bottom, probably 2 years out, and buy up everything. And they'll even tell the suckers that, oh, the market's back up now. Everything's fine, so that the soccer moms and people will keep their money in the stock market so they can further steal the rest of it. There's no end to the suckering and the scamming and the stealing. I'm going to cover all of this and get into how the feds have now announced what I told you 6 years ago they'd do, because I watched Homeland Security hearings on C-SPAN. They are now going to have permanent checkpoints in all subways nationwide and search everyone. And then it will be on the streets and in malls and in Walmart. There will be metal detectors and frisking and searching everywhere you go, harden checkpoints on the highways. It's now been announced, and we'll go over it. I mean, you are going to live in something far worse than the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany or Soviet China. This is because the new economy is going to be thugs and checkpoints and being searched. Now, I'm going to play the audio of this video that's up on InfoWars.com, and I'm asking InfoWars to go get it. Alex Jones calls for patriots to aid him. Nobody is fighting the New World Order more effectively than we are. Does that mean we're perfect? No. In fact, it scares me that we're the biggest and best there is. But we need funds to expand what we're doing, and George Soros is funding all these anti-liberty films and trying to put them out virally like we are, showing what we're doing is effective. And we are reaching more and more people everywhere I go. I was just talking to my uncle in East Texas, and he said that he was in town, and people were listening to me on a local station, only had me on a few months, and that everyone was talking about the show, and that everyone was talking about fighting the New World Order, and that everybody they knew was waking up. I'm telling you, it's exponential. We've hit the zeitgeist, but we need the funds to expand and hire extra video editors, extra webmasters, moderators on the chat rooms, all of it. I need your support to expand now. I'm asking you for aid. This is history, and we're not the globalists. The IRS comes and forces you to give money. We don't do that. They take your money and use it against you. If the people would come together and start supporting people fighting the New World Order, we still have time. That's why they want to bankrupt us so we can't financially fight them. I need your support to expand the info war. Here it is. 12 months ago, listeners of mine had the idea to have an InfoWars.com money bomb. Eric Nordstrom, a great guy, started an InfoWars money bomb. And I kind of ignored it at first because I said, I don't want to ask for money. Something I never did. I tried to fund things through video sales and radio advertising. But the money bomb was successful. We embraced it. And it raised over $200,000. And that allowed us to build this radio / TV studio. Now it's a year later. I want to give you a quick report of what we've been able to do. After the money bomb last year, it took us about 3 months to find a suitable facility. Then for the renovations, it was basically a gutted warehouse. That took another 3 months with us busting our butt to get it done. Then it took a couple months to move in. So we've been in here about 4 or 5 months. Jason Burmes is in here on Saturday working on his film, Invisible Empire. And that's what we intend to do. We intend to start producing 2 or 3 simultaneous films at one time. But that takes more equipment, more personnel, more people. We had the last InfoWars money bomb a year ago, start of the summer, 2008. It's now the start of the summer, 2009. We're having a June 11th, 2009 money bomb. And I announced I was going to do this a few weeks ago, and it kind of crept up on me that we're just a couple days away from it, coming up this Thursday on June 11th. And without this new money bomb, I won't be able to hire an extra video editor, an extra webmaster, and more of the equipment I need to actually produce a once-a-week television show. We've looked at the time, how much it's going to cost, how we get it on Dish Network or DirecTV. We're very close to doing that. This is the studio where the Obama deception was made. So in the last 12 months that we found this place, renovated it, moved out of our own office, built these studios, we also made the Obama deception, released the Aaron Russo interview, and released 3 other mini films as well right out of this studio. Think of what we can do in the next year if we set up 1 or 2 more studios, churn out more groundbreaking films. Ladies and gentlemen, the Obama deception in 2 months online conservatively has reached 15 million people. If you go count up all the YouTube and Google and LiveLeak and Blip TV versions of it, 15 million made right here in this little room. If you financially support us, we will make more viral films and put them out for free that will devastate the New World Order. This jumbo cubicle right here is where I plan to put a second video editing studio so we can work on 2 films, at least 2 films simultaneously with the viewing screen, a couple of computers here so we can get the work done. Also, we're going to have another audio studio in here. Right now we have 1, so we're trying to raise money to build this little video studio as well, and we're doing it as inexpensively as is possible. People send me emails and say, put your films out for free. We do put them out for free, and then we say, if you'd like to support us, buy the high-quality DVD. But the films aren't paying for this. The films aren't paying for what we're doing. I have to take advertising, and then that's not enough. It's this yearly money bomb that is going to allow us to go to the next level. All these big news websites we have being visited by millions of people, we need to have more webmasters, more news being posted, more videos being posted, more tips being read. Aaron Dykes, you know, does a lot of video editing and writing of stories himself. And so we have everybody who's multitasking here. We desperately need more people. There's nowhere where there's a bigger bang for the buck when it comes to reaching people than what we see right here out of this office. If we can hire just another webmaster to pick up some of the slack, to fill in on weekends, to come in when there's a big story breaking, that'll take a lot of pressure off the other guys. And so we need to fill this empty cubicle. And that's up to you if you will donate on the June 11th, 2009 money bomb. We'll build that new studio. We'll put another webmaster in here. We're going to hire another video editor. But that is all up to you. This is where the podcast goes out, the live radio show, the video feeds. That's all done in here by a team of three guys. Okay? And that's what you're funding and support and buying the books and videos. Not just the money bomb is done. It's allowed us to do this. We're reaching millions and millions of new people every month. We want to reach millions of new minds every week. And that's what we plan to do in the next 12 months if we get the support we need. Please go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Sign up at the pledge area and pledge to give on June 11, 2009. You can go ahead and donate now if you'd like. But we're asking folks, if they can, to wait till June 11th to be part of this event and to give on that day and to hopefully at least reach the same goal we hit last year of $250,000. Let's continue. This is the only big space we have left. And I had intended, when we moved into the 7,800-square-foot building, to build a little TV studio out here. But I've talked to people and brought in the construction crews, and we've decided there's really not enough room. Plus, it's going to be hard to produce TV shows in here while the IT guy's cubicle is right over there, and while the radio control cubicle is right there, and then the administrative office is right there. So we need to get even more space, and it just so happens the space next to us in the warehouse is open and very, very inexpensive. I also wanted to show you the shipping part of the building, because if we're able to get more funds in, we can get the space right through that wall, right next door to us, and have room to actually have the British Berkey water filters and things so we can have them in-house and ship them out to you instead of drop shipping them. We can have more T-shirts. Right now we carry about 20 T-shirts we've designed. That takes up massive amounts of room. We need more warehouse space so we can carry more gear, more information, more videos, more books, not just the books and films I've made, because all of this is about creating a culture of liberty, identifying ourselves, having communities, growing, and we're starting to do that. We're becoming the mainstream. These are the 20 shirts and hats and InfoWars paraphernalia, as the DHS report calls it. Lots of, you know, evil come and take it flags, you know, lots of evil T-shirts with the Culpepper snake on it saying don't tread on me. The films, the books, you know, all of this wicked anti-New World Order, anti-slavery paraphernalia. We've had a great effect in our fight against the New World Order. We've had massive successes. My little office, my little organization, what we've done in the InfoWar, thanks to the great listeners of my radio show and the activism they've engaged in that rivals the buildup to what we witnessed in 1775 and 1776. I salute all of you. We are reaching millions of new people every month, and we reach tens of millions total. I want to start reaching millions of new people with the truth every single week. Take George Soros. He has now funded, along with others, a new film called Home that's getting posted on all the big news sites, all the big websites. Corporate media is pushing it. It had like a million views the first day. It's trying to rival Loose Change, Final Cut, and Terror Storm, and Endgame, and films like The Obama Deception. Well, Soros and others are now funding films like Home that teach you neo-feudalism, neo-serfdom is good, that carbon footprints are bad, that humans are bad, that basically neo-eugenics is good. That's what all this is about. And they're now mimicking what we do. Give out free DVDs. Have video viewing parties at your house. You know, spread this video link. They're doing what we've done with the Patriot films we've released and the films we promoted. And that shows that they realize that the model we pioneered is a real threat to them. So they're trying to counter us with that right now. But I don't have George Soros's billions. He gives millions of dollars to produce one of these little propaganda films. I can make an Obama deception for $100,000. And I do that and then give it out free on the web with advertising money and my paycheck from the radio network. But that isn't cutting it with employees and webmasters and bandwidth. I try with advertising and all of this to fund things, and it just doesn't do it. A money bomb will let us go to the next level. The last one really helped us. And so please, I want to make it bigger than last year's money bomb. I want to make it a huge success. We're not the IRS. We're not the big tax-free foundations. We're not Warren Buffett. We're not Ted Turner. We're not David Rockefeller. You know, we were just in the news meeting at a, quote, secret meeting of the rich.
We'll be right back with more of this. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
From the video of my plea to everybody to help us go to the next level. Here it is. We don't have their trillions of dollars, but with hundreds of thousands, we're able to rival what they're doing while the internet is still free and open, which they openly admit they're moving in the next few years to try to curtail and shut down and restrict. We got to move now.
we are in the prime position to fight the New World Order. We have to take on more responsibility. We have to take action. We have to work more. We have to make not two or three films a year, but five or six powerful films a year. We have to expand what we're doing. We can do that with the InfoWars Money Bomb. So please go to InfoWars.com, link through to the InfoWars Money Bomb. Please donate this June 11th.
And that's the most important point that has to be made here. The government takes your tax money, gives it to offshore banks, then they openly have given hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars just in the last 10 years alone to tax-free foundations, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Ford Foundation, Carnegie Foundation, and hundreds of others on record, who then run around making films and paying for TV shows and funding NPR and funding PBS, and they then fence the money out and start TV and radio networks. I mean, it's just amazing. And then the federal government admits themselves they're spending tens of billions a year on fake newscasts and buying off reporters. Remember the one scandal? Whenever they get caught doing something, when it came out thousands of reporters were on their payroll, they limited it by making it all about one person. Oh, George Bush paid $244,000 to Armstrong Williams illegally as a black radio host to go around. I've been on Armstrong Williams' show, by the way, to go around saying he supported No Child Left Behind, the federalization of education, where the CPS come in and visit the kids and literally run the schools. It's the preschools. It's amazing. That way they get your kids before they're five and go to kindergarten. So they had him come out and say, oh, it's conservative. I'm a black commentator. And I, because the conservatives were criticizing Bush on No Child Left Behind, so he went and hired all these fake conservatives. That was one reporter. Now they've had to release in Congress some of the other people, like General Tommy Franks. Months after retiring, he's paid $500,000+. What was the exact number? $554,000 to go around giving scores of speeches on TV calling for martial law in America. Going, oh, shucks, I don't like it, but it's the only thing that'll keep us safe to get rid of the Constitution and set up martial law. This is how they roll. This is how they operate. This is how they get their jobs done. And this is the New World Order. And I spend most of my time trying to fund the operation that you see here, instead of spending the time making films and getting the word out on the radio show. And that's fine. We've been effective. We've done the best job we can. I just want to do more. I want to take on more responsibility. I want one or two more video editors. I want an extra webmaster or two. People to post stories and write articles. I want to be able to set up the proper TV studio. We ran out of room in here. And money for equipment. And I can do that with the June 11th InfoWars.com Money Bomb. Go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and pledge to give, coming up in T-minus 48 hours, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up this Thursday, the 2009 Money Bomb. We only do it once a year. This is the second annual. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.